morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. After the pandemic, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Miyazaki family, in memory of Mr. Terakichi Miyazaki. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Kerry Kiyohara of Makawa Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Kiyohara.
There's too much time. Good morning, and thank you very much for tuning in to the White Way radio broadcast this beautiful Sunday morning. I'm very grateful to you and the Moili'ili Honganji Mission for this opportunity to be with you today. Let's begin with the words of Shinran Shonin, the founder of the Jodo Shinshu Honganji tradition. When I consider deeply the vow of Amida, which arose from five kalpa, a profound thought, I realize it was entirely for the sake of myself alone. Then how I am filled with gratitude for the primal vow, in which Amida resolved to save me, though I am burdened with such heavy karma. Namo Amida. The words of Shinran Shonin, quoted in the Tanisho, A Record in Lament of Divergences, which can be found on page 679 in volume 1 of the collected works of Shinran. When I was studying and training to become a Buddhist minister, I was given the most wonderful opportunity to visit a woman in a nursing home who was most comfortable speaking in Japanese, and our conversation went something like this. Good morning, Mrs. N. How do you do? My name is Kerry. Thank you for coming. Namo Amida Butsu, Namanda Butsu. Thank you. It's my pleasure, Mrs. N. How are you feeling today? There's too much time. Thank you. Namo Amida Butsu. I was very puzzled by this response, but kept my mouth shut and just listened as I was taught by my mentor, Reverend Dr. Bert Sumikawa. Mrs. N was very happy to talk story about life in a nursing home, how everyone was so nice to her, how wonderful the facility was, and how grateful she was for being there. When the nurse came to take her to physical therapy, Mrs. N smiled at me and said, Thank you for coming. Thank you. Namo Amida Butsu. Sure, Mrs. N. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Namo Amida Butsu. Ah, there's too much time. The next morning, I went back to visit her, hoping to find out what she meant by there's too much time. I signed in at the front desk and went to her room. There was only an empty bed. The duty nurse informed me that Mrs. N was taken to the hospital in the middle of the night and had passed in the early morning. Returning home, I pondered what this encounter meant and what Mrs. N was telling me when she said, there's too much time. Was she literally telling me that having reached the end of her life, she was bored because she had nothing to do, no places to go, no one to see? And then, in a single thought moment, I realized she was telling me to wake up to the preciousness of this moment, of this day, of this unrepeatable life. To not waste time, to receive Shinjin, the heart and mind of true and trusting given to us by the inconceivable power of Amida's great compassionate vow. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. During this COVID-19 lockdown, how often have I longed to return to my normal life, always busy and bothered, constantly wishing that I had more time. Things to do, places to go, people to see. Being forced to stay at home by causes and conditions outside of my control, I now realize it is me saying, there's too much time. The necessity of social distancing means that it's all too easy to become bored, to feel isolated, to feel disconnected from life itself, to become angry, to grumble, to rage, to hate. And yet, life goes on, just as it is. In the infinite light of wisdom, I see that beneath the black robes of a Buddhist minister, I remain self-centered, arrogant, and irritable. I remain karma's fool, just as I am. When I go to open the temple every morning at sunrise, I always say to Amida first. Amida always smiles and speaks to me in the voice of a California surfer. Hey, dude, what, so now you're bored? Dude, you were always wishing for more time. Now that I have been given too much time, I want to go back to being busy. How silly is that? Shakyamuni Buddha taught that my stubborn attachment to me, M-E, my ego, this is the cause of unhappiness when life doesn't go the way I want. And thus, many Buddhist paths seek to break free of the ego self through renunciation of this world, becoming a monk, rigorous discipline, intensive meditation, chanting, and constant study. When I'm free to go about my business as I please, I'm not happy because I'm too busy. When I'm not free to go about my business as I please because of a public health emergency, I am not happy because I have too much time. Shinran taught that for Bonbu, ordinary human beings filled with blindly self-centered desires and hopelessly attached to the fascinations of this evanescent world, the only path to enlightenment is Namu Amida Butsu, the Nembutsu, single-heartedly entrusting in Amida's compassionate vow, receiving the gift of Shinjin. In Shinran's words, Amida created the path of Nembutsu specifically for me because I lack the discipline, the dedication, and endurance to single-heartedly pursue Buddhist practice, even when given too much time. The infinite light of wisdom reveals that given everything I ever wanted, everything I ever needed, I still bitch and moan about causes and conditions beyond my control. Which leads me to the realization, I am wasting time. There are so many people I can reconnect with today. My mom, my brother and sisters, my aunties and uncles, my cousins, my old friends from high school, my teachers here and in Japan, and especially all of the Sangha members and friends of the temple that I took for granted when I was busy. Even when wearing a face covering, I can choose to smile with my eyes, and I can say aloha and mahalo to everyone I meet today. I can choose to give a friendly shaka to everyone I see today. I can choose to open my eyes of wisdom and see the world as it is and see myself just as I am and say Namu Amida Butsu in joy and gratitude. Mahalo, Mrs. N, for taking the final moments of your life to teach me that, especially during this COVID-19 lockdown, we have been given the rare and wonderful opportunity and the gift of too much time. We've all been given this gift of too much time. What are you going to do today? Continue to delude yourself by believing reality should be as the way I want it to be? Or awaken to reality as it is and see yourself just as you are? And in that moment of true self-awareness, realize that you are saved by Amida's compassion, that your birth in the Pure Land is assured, that you will, just as you are, realize supreme awakening and become one with Amida Buddha, precisely because you are a Bonbu, a foolish, ordinary, self-centered human being that Amida vowed to save. Please join me in Gassho and let us recite a Buddhist aspiration. Let us be grateful for this moment together, united by our aspiration to see the world as it is, not as we would like it to be, so that we may alleviate suffering for all beings. Let us be wise so that we can see both sides of conflict with clarity and not insist that we alone are right. Let us be compassionate so that we can help all people without discrimination or judgment. Let us be kind and gentle to every living thing and protect all who are weaker than ourselves. Let us allow the aloha in our hearts to manifest as mahalo for the great ohana of life and the blessings of the aina. In the Honganji tradition, we express our gratitude for all-inclusive wisdom and all-embracing compassion in this unrepeatable life by placing our palms together, bowing our heads, and saying, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namman Dabutsu, Namman Dabutsu, Namman Dabutsu, Namman Dabutsu. Well, thank you very much for listening this morning. May your day be filled with aloha.
Thank you, Reverend Kiyohara, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moili'ilihongkanji.org. Tomorrow, September 27th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Mrs. Keri Kawamoto. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Miyazaki family, and our speaker, Mr. Keri Kiyohara of Makawao Honganji. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mr. Rutiger Ruckman of Pacific Buddhist Academy. Namo Amida Butsu.